We have here a very, very interesting medrash, which has a few different shmuzim. I don't usually like saying a few shmuzim on Wednesday, but it's not Wednesday, so it's okay. I have to apologize publicly for beginning yesterday. It's all on the same point. The medrash brings, you know, that Yosef was refused to be mezana with Eishes, with Potiphar. So there's different midrashim on what happened, and it's a fascinating understanding of Havana, of how the person either refuses doing an aveira. So let's read the medrash. Vayomoin vayomer Eishes Adono. So they're apparently they're noticing the word vayomoin is the same word we find by Yibum and Chalitza. From we had it last year that we have that the word Moan Yivami the Hakim Shein is by Yibum when a person wants to do Chalitza. So Yehuda bar Rav Omar bar Dvar Mitzvah Manim. We find by Yibum you do Yimiyun. Bidvar Avera Eimimanim. So this is obviously, it means it's a Kalvachoymer. Right? Otherwise there's no way to read it. So there's a Shaila with the Girsa, but if you are this Girsa, it's a Kalvachoymer. Madafai Dvar Mitzvah Mimanim. Because it says Moan Yivami. Bidvar Avera Eimimanim. So Yosef, according to this chap, Yosef learned out that he should say no because he made a kalachomer from Yibum. This is what he said. That Yosef knew Hilchus Yibum, and he says, look, the Torah went ahead and said a person's allowed to say no to Yibum, therefore kalachomer, I should say no here. So what kind of strange kalvachomer? What's going on? This makes no sense. Like, and there's, you know, and if they didn't have Yibum, you wouldn't say no. It's because what is one? You know, it's an aveira. You're supposed to say no for an aveira. You have to learn out some Yibum that since you're allowed to say no, but you have a havamina, you're not allowed to say no. It's not a mitzvah by Yibum to say no. You're allowed to say no. So he learned the kalvachomer. If you're allowed to say no over there, you're allowed to say no over here. So the Yafei Torah says, Chat, I should have underlined it. If you look in the Yafei Torah, about 10 lines down, there's a period, and it says, Avokasha. Avokasha, Lama lan kalvachomer, Shreshna moin bavera. What do you need a kalvachomer for? It's Pashit. Of course, you're for an avera, you're allowed to say no. Vulai mishom she Yitro Pascal. He had a Yetzahara. Shenachon odin is arvin abriyitz. You have to be sociable. Velazos ritzayla. She wants it. Velolo hotzis eva. Don't make people angry at you. Velachain omelo ki yeshlo de mayin. He said, vizeh. Akre de masido de mitzkimimanim gamma mitzvah. Lava yavimto. Afshe shem sivo.
So he says like this, that the Yosef had a Havamina, and if he wouldn't have known Yibum, he would have followed that Havamina, that it's not shame. She wants it so much. Where's my chesed? Where's my midos? It means so much to her. How can I tell her no? It's not right. Look, the Torah gives me the right to be Mimayim even by Yibum. It also means so much to the poor lady. And if the Torah says, if I don't want, I'm allowed to say no, so I can say no here too. So this is an amazing shmooze. I don't have to say the shmooze. The shmooze is that you see how a person can come up with the craziest negiyas. This is Yosef HaTzadik, that a person, the krumah, you know, the turned an aveira into a mitzvah. Here she's asking him to do the worst aveira, timizan and eishes ish, and he's gonna, if he wouldn't have learned from Yibum, he would have said, Mamidos, Musar, I should tell her, no, it's not nice. It's not midistik, it's not considerate, it's going to cause eva, whatever exactly, it's not clear exactly what the issue is. But how can I tell someone no, they want it so much? You know, someone wants you to do an aveira. And the probability is we do this, that we, you know, that someone's pressing us to do an aveira, and we rationalize that, I got to do it because it's yashris and midis, I got to do the chesed. All of a sudden, we become super balei chasada. Okay, so that's an interesting shmooz that the how the yetzirah, one of the yetzirahs works. Okay, and let's continue. Amar la, hey, v'yamar hein adoni. So the Chazal darshan means like this: Amar la, lamer mu akolish baruch hu yos boer ba boker me'ovai beis ava la'ira. Because baruch hu picks people in my family that he loves to be a korban. La Avram, Kachlas Bincha. He told Yitzhak, my grandfather, to be a korban. Eshmach, look, if I listen to you, Shema Efkar the Oida, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want me to be a korban. The Etzel man a korban, I won't be able to be a korban. Dabar Acher, a different shot. The Yomar Isha Adonai, Vamay Lomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yos Nikla Avoai, Beis Abba Valaida. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us with Nevuah. Avram Akhle Dvarma Ede, Dvar Hashem Avram Ematze, Yitzhak Vahar Hashem Ede Velayda Hu, Yaakov Vahyakla Nisunam, there were three, each of my others at one time, and he's, Eshmach Loch, Shema Yigan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe right now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to me, V'yimsa Oisi Tamei.
So this is also very, very amazing. She's coming to go ahead and tell him to do the worst of Eira. Eish is ish. So what would be the normal response? Eish is ish. Oy, gewalt. You know, Yehoyah, Yavah, Tumah, Averist, Rishis. Right? Instead, this is the most, he says, wait a second. You know, I'm a potential korban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want me to lose the opportunity to be a korban? Right? Now, I would have said, you want me to burn in Gehenna? You want me to be a Rasha Merusha, which is a different Shana than Magish, which he did say. Right? You want me to be the lowest of the low. You want me to be a lowlife. You want me to be, Rashi says, Leos Ima Ba'idam Abba. You want me to be, to give up my Kedusha, to become a Menuvel and a Rasha Merusha. And instead, he says, you want me to give up the opportunity. And that would, Pashas, that's much better. That's a Vadai. I mean, he's Mizanus, or he's a Rasha Merusha. Instead, he says, you want me to give up, there's a chance. What are the odds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come at this second and give you Nevuah? Did you ever have Nevuah before, Yosef? It doesn't sound like he had Nevuah before. Because otherwise he would have quoted himself. You know, how many people did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to ask to be an Oida except for Yitzchak? What are the odds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask you to be a Korban? What are the odds that you're going to get a Nevuah right now? We would have thought that if you want to say no, the best way of saying no is you say, this is a wishes, a veiru, gehenim, you know, with, you know, Vadai. That's the way to say no. Instead, what Yosef used to motivate him is there's a possibility. It might be 1 out of 100, might be 1 out of 1,000, 1 out of 1,000,000. But there's a possibility that I might get a Nevuah now, and I should give up that possibility. So this is a beautiful, beautiful Gadlus HaAdam Shmuz. How a person is so much more motivated. It's Rishiva always says that positives motivate people much more than negatives. She would say, a person will go drive down the highway at 100 miles an hour speeding. You say, you know, you might get into an accident. Me, an accident? Never. What do you mean? You're going 80 miles an hour. You know, people get, won't happen. Then the guy, same guy, goes, buy a lottery ticket. You say, what are you buying a lottery ticket for? It's a waste of money. What do you mean? I'm sure I'm going to win. It's only 1 out of 100 million chances, and I'm sure I'm going to win. So the bad thing is that a person, when it's something positive, people get much more, people like to believe positive, and it's easier to believe positive, and good things people believe, bad things people don't believe. So you come to Yosef and you say, if Yosef would have told her, if I do this, I'm going to burn in Gehenna, I'm going to be a Rasha Merusha, I'm going to be the lowest of the low,
somehow the brain doesn't accept that. The brain doesn't believe I'm going to be a Rasha Marusha. There's something in the brain that won't accept it. But to say that I might be a Korban HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm dreaming, that's my dream, and I don't want to give up my dream, that has a stronger hashpa. Or he definitely could have a stronger hashpa. And it's a very, I think it's a very sadistic shmooze on how it's always, at least we should use it too. Maybe Yosef did both. But there's a tremendous motivation. In other words, when we got a person in yeshiva, and there's a shayla of Yisahara to leave the yeshiva, you don't say, oh, I should leave the yeshiva, and you know what's going to happen to people that leave the yeshiva, they become, look at that guy, he left the yeshiva, he became totally not frum, and he doesn't even wear a hat for davening anymore. Hey, I'm going to be like that, you know? I don't want to be like that, I want to... But no, the other way is to say, I have this dream, I'm going to become chashuv Talmud Chacham, I'm going to become a chashuv Marbis Torah, I have this dream of what I want to be, and I should give it up. I can't give up my dream. It's a much more powerful, or at least has a certain dimension, a more power, and it's therefore much more kedai. But I'm speeding here, so we continue. So, continuing the Medrash. Dover Acher. Hey, Nadoni. I'm a name Yisrael. I'm a Ma'al the Marishan. I'm a Ma'al the Marishan. I'll be Mitzvah Achat Estav Over the Stem and Gan Eid. And Zusha Yi Avera Chamura Gidah Rayal Al Kama Kama. That's a simple shot. That it's Chomer Avera. Hey, Nadoni. Another shot. Yisrael. I'm a Abba. Shemar Es Kenan. I'm afraid of my father. Ruben. And Yishkot Yek Ruben. Yishkot 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 Okay, this is what I wanted. Dabar Acher, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Dabar Acher, hey Nadoni, Misyori Animi Adoni, I'm afraid of my master. He'll find out that I mizana with you. So this is what we call this in the Musar terms, that this is a hakdinas on Isayah. He says, listen, it's practically, I'm gonna get clobbered. Doesn't mean that if he didn't have this, he would have done the Aveira. Of course not. But this is the hakdinas of Nisayan. If you have a way to make the Nisayan less, you do. It says, well, you know, I have to worry about that my master will punish me. She said, we'll kill him. What's the problem? We'll kill him. She's apparently quite ready. I'll kill him. She's ready to kill him. You want me to be to be considered among the people who are Mizana, and a boy that shall rest on him. But you want me to be a murderer too? Okay. Then he says, what are you pushing me so hard because you want the enjoyment of the Bia? Hein Adoni Chayach Vikadmech. Your master is with you. What do you want from me? You want to have bia? So have bia with your husband. The milk of black izim, the chayt of izim, the venus echadu, and the milk of white izim are all taste the same. So this to me was the most amazing medrash. And I apologize, I'm late, but I think it's so amazing, it's worth it to say. The Rashiva has a famous shmooze on Yosef. It's on the side of the page. The Chazal that says that Yosef is called Potiphar, Potitam, Benos Potio. It's a Gemara in Saita. Why is he called that? Because Yosef was Pitpei for Israel. So Rashi says Pitpei means Zilzel, Kavash also below Chashvav. So Shiva said, what does it mean? It means Yosef, how was Yosef Kovesh as Yetzirah? It's Lo Chashva. What does it mean Lo Chashva? So he said an amazing shmooze. I think it was one of the most important shmoozim that a person heard. It is that the Yetzirah comes with this tremendous, right? In other words, the Rashi's Pashas doesn't make sense. It means he was Zil, what does it mean Zilzel? He fought his Yetzirah. What do you mean? Zilzel? And what's Lo Chashvav? So he said as follows, the Yetzirah is really an illusion. It's really not, it comes with this tremendous picture of pleasure. But it's all fake. Because everyone knows from his past experience that after you do a taiva, you don't even enjoy it, you feel guilty, the whole taiva lasts 30 seconds, and afterwards you feel disgusted with yourself that you did it, and I shouldn't have done it. And it's just that is you're caught up in a moment of imagination. That taiva is imagination. It always makes it seem like it's going to be great and it's going to be terrific. And if I only do this, life will be terrific and the rest of my life will be the easy street. And in reality, it's all fake. It's a dream. It's that the koyach of taiva is a dream. It's the aveira lasts a split second and before you know it, it's over. And then all you're left is with depression and guilt feelings. So the godliness of Yosef, Rashiva said, was that he was able to realize that. He was zilzel, below chashvel. He said, this is monopoly money. This is, you're offering me something, you're coming with this title. I know, but you're fake. You're a mirage. It's a mirage. It's a phony. He was mezalzel in the Yetzirah. He was below chashvel. He didn't makshiv the Yetzirah. That's the way you fight a Yetzirah. You fight the Yetzirah. The strongest taiva in the world, the way you fight it is by realizing that it's fake. It's phony. It's low chashvel. You don't get so excited. A guy's offering you $10 million. Yeah, but it's monopoly money, so who cares? It's meaningless. And if it's real money, it's also monopoly money. That's the point. Because $10 million, how many people, they win the lottery, does it really make them happy? So it's not the appreciation of an old kashrut. That was Rashiva's shmooze. But I understand that shmooze when a Yosef HaTzadik, okay, Yosef HaTzadik on such a madrega, he can do that. But you go ahead, this lady's a lower shabalow. She has this tremendous taiva to mezana with Yosef. Yosef tells her, well, I don't understand you, lady. You want to be mezana, you got your husband. You know, you go to a goat, and a goat of a black goat and a white goat, they give the same milk. I mean, I think she would think he's insane. I want you. I don't want my husband. I'm ready to kill my husband. You know, I have a taiva for you. You are more handsome. You're this. I don't know why. But why do people have a taiva for one person over another? There's something about him. She says, my husband is this old fat guy. I can't stand him. I hate him. You're my attraction. See, and he says, Yosef, the answer, what's the difference? Come on, what's the difference? It's the same thing. Yosef expects this lady, this Russia Marusha, who just a second ago said, I'm going to kill my husband to be mezana with you. I want you so much. Right? She is so caught up with her taiva, she's ready to murder her husband to be mezana with Yosef. And Yosef says, now let's think about this rationally. Is there really anything that I'm giving you? Is there any pleasure? What's the difference? Come on, what's the big deal? So it's an amazing, this was the Chazal, that even the biggest Rishon, caught up in the biggest taiva, in the midst of their taiva, have the ability to stop back as someone to point out and say, you know, I'm going crazy. I'm going, you know, meshugan up in this taiva, and I'm ready to kill my husband. But wait a second, what for? There's nothing here. It's an illusion. And Yosef expects her to hear that it's not such a profound thought. It's not just Yosef HaTzadik that can hear that it's lo chashvel. Any person, even the biggest Rishon, in the midst of their taiva, can hear it. It makes sense because it's so pashut to be true. When you think about it, it's so blatantly obvious that the whole taiva is a mirage and it's false and there's really nothing there, that even the biggest Rasha Marusha in the midst of the taiva can hear it.